Hello.
Hi, it's Sarah. How are you?
I'm here.
Okay, I just spoke with Tiffany. I got through to her.
How'd you get through to her?
I called her boyfriend and he told her to call me.
Oh.
So she's
Okay.
actually in the hospital now. She said that she's been sick for the past 3 days and she's been like vomiting all day. So she went to the hospital because she wanted to be able to come to visit you today to take you to the doctor. But what happened was is that they're doing tons of tests. She got stuck there. So they gave her nausea medicine. And she said that she really wants to come to you today, but she didn't want to get you sick because you just had surgery and she doesn't think it's a good idea to come if she's sick, which I agree. I don't think she should be around you if she's sick. But hopefully she said she's gonna give me a call as soon as she gets discharged, and hopefully she'll be able to come to the doctor's appointment if you have one tomorrow, or because she wants to be able to be there.
Yeah, I have one tomorrow, and I have to be there at 7:15.
So what time will the bus come then?
Probably about 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay, so she said she's gonna call me as soon as she's discharged. I'm gonna go give her a call back because she wants me to call you once I reach her, and I'm gonna tell her that the appointment's at 6 o'clock and she should call me before the end of the day to tell me if she's gonna be able to take you then.
Okay. Because if I miss that appointment to get to, like I said, I've already missed one appointment, and the nurse said the stitches are really embedded deep. So I hope that they don't have to go in and do surgery to take the stitches out again.
Yeah, I hope they won't have to do that. I hope it won't be too bad.
I'm praying not. I've laid here all day and looked at the ceiling crying because I didn't know what to think about Tiffany.
Yeah, sounds like she's just really not feeling good.
Yeah, but she's lied to me so many times. I mean, I hate to say that, but she has, and I don't know when to believe her and when not to believe her.
Right, so maybe it's time to get a new caregiver because I don't want you to like not know what's going on every day. That's really not so good.
Well, if she'll call me and let me know what's going on, it would be all right, but. You know, she's been without a phone and she just got one, but yet last night she wouldn't give me the number. She said she didn't have her phone programmed, is what she said. So maybe she didn't have it programmed, but she had it programmed today.
Yeah, today it was working, I guess.
So, well, maybe you can tell her it's going to be at 6 o'clock when the van shows up.
Yeah, I'm gonna go call her and tell her that right now.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Okay, I'll call you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.